This is the Mohawk Hockey Talk podcast. I am Joe Malone, and joining me is the co-head coach of the Mohawk hockey team, Brad Bissig. Brad, thanks for being here.
No problem, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, it has been a difficult week for you as a coach and for the players, finding out that because of the COVID-19 proclamation issued on Monday by Governor Kim Reynolds, play has been suspended for the Midwest High School Hockey League, including the Mason City Mohawks. Your reaction to that news, and how did you approach the team about that news that everything's on pause until December 11th?
Well, that's never the news that you want to break to the guys. Obviously we've always had that in the back of our mind that could happen at any time. But yeah, as soon as I heard from our association and our team manager, I basically just told the boys that we weren't going to be able to do anything. Obviously some disappointment with the way things have kind of been going and on the upward swing for our team, but obviously these are one of those rules and regulations that we can't fight, and whatever they say goes.
Yeah. And has the team been doing good as far as it goes with, you know, following the protocols? I know last time we talked about the measures you have in place, people masked up when they're not on the ice and all that. Has that been going good for the team leading up to this moment where everything's on pause?
Yeah, we've actually been doing an excellent job. We've always been talking about that. Like I said, we don't want to have our season end because of something that we could have prevented ourselves. There were a couple other teams around the league that did actually have cases of COVID on their team, and they did have to shut down for 14 days prior to the whole league being shut down. But our team did an excellent job of following the protocol and the guidelines that we kind of put in place in order to keep our season alive, because I think they all kind of have it in the back of their head what could possibly be this year.
Now, being that games are on pause, practice is also on pause. Is there anything that the players can do on their own to kind of stay sharp during this basically next 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, obviously I let some guys into the locker room to grab some things, sticks, gloves. Everybody has a golf ball that they took home to work on stick handling. Shooting pucks as much as possible. Watching hockey is always a big thing there, as just watching hockey boosts your own hockey IQ. Kind of watching your position on the ice, what can happen, what cannot happen. Obviously through the games that we've played so far, there is some film out there, kind of what we have done right and are good, and what we haven't done so well, as far as things to work on. It's still early in this whole process, obviously, and I haven't really found ways to kind of keep in touch, and which will happen, like I said, keeping in touch with the guys and keeping them still on that right path and right mindset of there will be a time, hopefully, when we do get back on the ice and get back to this plan that we had at the beginning of the year.
You know, you almost wish, even though we had near 70 degrees earlier this week, that it would get below freezing and maybe we could flood a backyard or two just to get some ice underneath the skates.
Yeah, and I am lucky enough that I do have a pond in my backyard, and that was the first question that I fielded from many of the guys was, is it going to be cold anytime soon so we can maybe practice outside on the pond in your backyard? And I said, I wish. So, like I said, if we do get pushed off after the 10th and they decide that that wasn't soon enough, hopefully we have some of those resources to be able to use for ourselves to get together and to get on the ice.
Now, league officials announced that all 12 teams will qualify for this year's state tournament, which will be March 4th through the 7th in Ames. Normally, it's 8 teams that qualify. Your thoughts on the fact that everybody's in when it comes to the state tournament? Is this basically just trying to position yourself in the best spot possible from here on out then?
Yeah, obviously, every year you want to give yourself a chance to make it and line up your games and work your magic as far as what can we do to position ourselves in that top eight for a chance to get down there. This year with all 12 teams, like I told the guys this past weekend in Kansas City, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And what can we fix from now until March when it does come to be state tournament time that's going to give us the best chance to go down there and play our best hockey in 3 or 4 consecutive days.
Now let's talk a little bit about the last two games that the Mohawks played. You traveled down to Kansas City. It was a 9-2 loss on Saturday, but then Sunday, and this varsity scores here, Sunday, things turned around. A 4-3 win. The Mohawks score first, go up 3-1 at one point in time before Kansas City tied things up. And then Zach Molstad picking up the game winner on a power play goal. Talk to me about the excitement level of getting a win on the road.
It was huge. It was a huge win for our team. As far as just our team morale, obviously chasing that first win is tough. And we knew going down to Kansas City being a top team in our league. And I think they won it last year as far as a varsity state tournament goes and have a lot of guys back. So I do consider them a top team in our league. And like I told the boys, they might not lose another game the entire year. And that's how good that they can be. But it was a great feeling. Our guys had a great 5.5-hour bus ride home from Kansas City. And kind of rebounding on Sunday, like you said, and it was just good to get out of Kansas City with a split.
Now, after giving up the lead, the 2-goal lead, and then getting that go-ahead goal with just over 5 minutes to go, what was the strategy? What was the mindset to preserve this 4-3 lead that the Mohawks had?
Just keep doing what we've been doing. The whole game, I felt that the ice was tipped in our favor. You don't always have to be the best skilled team on the ice to always win the games. You just have to have the right plan in place, and you have to have the right attitude going forward as a team. And that day, we were the better team. We outshot them through 2 periods of play. We knew that they were never going to let off the gas, and they came out hot in the 3rd period. We did have a few minutes there where we kind of lost track of the plan and maybe got caught up in the moment of how things were going. But in the end, like I said, it was get the puck in the zone. If you don't have an odd man rush or have a good possible scoring chance, but don't quit putting pressure on them.
Now, and the further you keep the puck away from your own net, the better things are going to be.
Exactly. And I thought we did an excellent job on Sunday of when the puck was in our zone of helping out our goaltender. I think that was kind of the downfall as far as our play on Saturday, and a lot of those 9 goals that they scored on Saturday were easy backdoor tap-ins where a guy's standing wide open on the back door and he's got a huge net to shoot at, and those are hard to miss.
Now, Mohawks are on pause until Friday, December 11th at this point in time. And I know I'm anxious for the return of hockey and being able to just kind of cheer on the team. And hopefully we get to a point where protocols will exist where, more fans can get out there and cheer on the players and support the hockey team here in town.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, the number one thing is just to be able to play again. Mm-hmm. But this is a special group of guys that we have, and it could be a special year for Mohawk hockey. So I think the more we can involve the community and involve the town of Mason City, the better that'll make all of hockey, all the way across the youth, up and down from kids that are 5 and 6 all the way up to the high school.
And let me ask you about this. You've got some young skaters in your house, your kids. How was the conversation with them talking about their hockey activities being paused?
Well, you know, we eat, sleep, breathe hockey, and we've always kind of had, like I said, with the high school team, we've always kind of had that conversation of there might come a day where we don't get to go to the rink every day, or we don't get to go to hockey practice. So I think they kind of had it in the back of their mind that something might happen down the road. I think the initial talk was, they were kind of like, oh, all right. But then it came time for Wednesday night hockey practice, and their mind instantly jumped to, we got hockey tonight. And it was kind of like, no, boys, we don't have to go to the rink tonight. We can't go to the rink for a while. And then it kind of, I think it kind of hit them then that, man, what are we going to do? What can we do now? So it was tough, but obviously when they're young, it's hard for them to know everything that's going on in the world and in town and how things are supposed to be. They kind of just go with the flow and one day at a time.
It was same sort of conversation at our house on Wednesday night. The girls are like, we need to hurry up and eat. It is hockey night. And I'm like, well, we can taste the food a little bit more tonight because we're not heading out. But I will go grab the mini nets out of the garage and we can do some knee hockey in the basement.
Yeah. We have, obviously, we house Bulls players too. And so we've had them at home and we've had many games of knee hockey. In the living room as we speak, and we set up a net in the garage, so we still will be doing things that involve hockey and working on getting better every day, and like I said, hope for that one day to come where we get the call saying that we can get back out there.
And there we go. Well, co-head coach of the Mohawk hockey team, Brad Bissig, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Joe.